Yes, thanks again. As just said, this informal document is aiming at the reference fuels, and in this case specifically for diesel. When we had a look at the set of requirements, we think we spotted an error within UNR 154 with regards to the parameter of the cloud point. I have created an excerpt here in the table from the different UN regulations where we have this diesel reference fuel, B7 included, and also the current European WLTP regulation. And as you can see here, the parameter of cloud point is included in each of them, also with the same, let's say, specification for the property as a limit. However, for UNR 154, the test method that is given for the cloud point determination is referenced to be the standard EN116, whereas for every other regulation, the standard referred to is EN23015. We had a look at the standard EN116, and it actually describes the test method to determine the cold filter plugging point and not the cloud point. So this is, let's say, a different property that is described here. So we think this is an error. When we had a discussion what is correct here, the fuel experts from ASEA pointed out that actually this standard EN23015 seems to be replaced already by EN ISO 3015, which apparently would be the most up-to-date version of the standard to determine the cloud point of diesel. However, I'm not necessarily saying or proposing that the reference or all of those references from 23015 should be changed to the 3015. I think the other standard is still valid and available, so it would be known how to determine the value then. However, the test method described in EN116, of course, is wrong for the cloud point. And so we would propose that, with the next update to UNR 154, that this reference test method would also be updated then, either to the newest one or to EN23015. So happy to hear your thoughts on that.